Okay, we learn the next verse from the Hamsaguya prayers. That is 6.4.30. What is the meaning of that? 6th canto, 4th chapter, 30th verse. Very good. Yasmin, yato, yena, cha, yasya, yasmai, yado, yata, kurute, karyate cha, paravaresham, paramam, prak, prasidam, tadbrahma, taddetur, ananyadekam. Any doubt? Anywhere, any pronunciation? Yasmin. Paravaresham. Karyatecha. Paravaresham paramam prak prasidam. Which one you want? Prasidam. Detur. Ananyad. Detur ananyad. Ananyadekam. Ananyad. Paravaresham paramam prak prasidam. Any other doubt you have? Anyone? No one has? Yasmin yato yena chayasya yasmai.
Yasmin yato yena chayasya yasmai. Yasmin yato yena chayasya yasmai. Yasmin yato yena chayasya yasmai.
Yado yata kurute karyate cha.
Yado yata kurute karyate cha. Yado yata kurute karyate cha.
Paravaresham paramam prasidam.
Paravaresham paramam prasidam. Paravaresham paramam prasidam. Paravaresham paramam prasidam.
Tad brahma tad detur ananyadekam.
Tad brahma tad detur ananyadekam. Tad brahma tad detur ananyadekam. Tad brahma tad detur ananyadekam.
Yasmin yato yena cha yasya yasmai.
Yasmin yato yena cha yasya yasmai. Yasmin yato yena cha yasya yasmai. Yasmin yato yena cha yasya yasmai.
Yado yata kurute karyate cha.
Yado yata kurute karyate cha. Yado yata kurute karyate cha. Yado yata kurute karyate cha.
Paravaresham parama praprasidam.
Paravaresham parama praprasidam. Paravaresham parama praprasidam. Paravaresham parama praprasidam.
Tad brahma tad detur ananyadekam.
Tad brahma tad detur ananyadekam. Tad brahma tad detur ananyadekam. Tad brahma tad detur ananyadekam.
I'll recite the whole verse. Yasmin yato yena cha yasya yasmai yado yata kurute karyate cha. Paravaresham parama prasidam. Tad brahma tad detur ananyadekam.
Yasmin yato yena cha yasya yasmai yado yata kurute karyate cha. Paravaresham parama prasidam. Tad brahma tad detur ananyadekam.
Once more.
Yasmin yato yena cha yasya yasmai यद्यो यथा कुरुते कार्यते च परापरेशं परमं प्रसीदम्
The Supreme Brahman,
Krishna,
is the ultimate resting place,
and
source of
everything.
Everything is done by him.
Everything belongs to him.
And everything is offered to him.
He is.
Ultimate objective. And whether acting or causing
others to act,
he is the ultimate doer.
There are many causes
high and low.
But since he is
the cause
of all causes,
he is well known
as the Supreme Brahman
who existed
before all activities.
He is one
without a second
and has no other cause.
I therefore offer
my respects
unto him.
So now we were just seeing, like, from the initial verses, like, how it is very difficult to understand the Lord. Like in the previous verse, what is the process? How can you understand Lord? By bhakti, by doing devotion. So and one more point which is stressed in the Samsaguya prayers is pure consciousness. It is it should not be contaminated consciousness. How will the consciousness become pure? When you take the names of the Lord. When you take the names of the Lord, your consciousness becomes pure, and then you will be in a position to understand the Lord or see the Lord. It starts with pure consciousness. And here it is actually, who is that Lord? That we see in this verse. Who is that Lord? That is the Lord. He is Krishna, and he is the Supreme Brahman in which everything is resting. And again here, he is the source of everything. This is again and again stressed, because to know that he is the source of everything we see. For you to understand, now see, sometimes you wear watches, isn't it? Maybe your parents wear, or you wear watches. In that it is written Titan, isn't it? So the Titan company wala, what he does, because he has produced some, say, 1,000 watches. In thousand watches he puts the name Titan, isn't it? Just imagine if Krishna had to put his names in whatever he has done, then just imagine how much it will be. Are you able to follow what I am saying? No? Then everywhere Krishna, 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 Krishna it should be, isn't it? Because everything is made by Krishna. Yes. So, like that, actually it is not written, but Krishna is the source of everything. He says in Bhagavad Gita also, it's like, you know, a thread strung. You know, if you see in the necklace, you know, you wear necklaces, isn't it? All the pearls. Can you see the thread? What is holding everything? The thread. But you don't see the thread. The same, everything is done by Krishna. So, like that. So, that is what is explained here. So, we